and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Today in the studio, we're going to talk about some follow-up from last week's podcast where we referenced getting new ideas for a planting area, I guess is the best way to term it.
Well, yeah.
So it's going to be on the south side of the property.
Uh-huh.
And you were inspired by our trip through Rural King.
Yes, Rural King often inspires me one way or the other.
That's good.
And I usually also spend money.
I'm sure that Rural King appreciates that.
I think they probably appreciate it, yes. So, yeah, so a couple weeks ago, we were out taking a drive and noticed that Rural King's garden center was coming alive.
Yay!
With mulch and soil and trees. And so we had to check that out.
We did. And they had some just gorgeous fruit trees.
They did. Yeah. The trees looked fabulous. Just really, really nice. So we just kind of drove through there, but I'm going to spend some time. But it made me think about, we have right now on our property, we have about 19 fruit trees. And we have 17 grapes and tons of berries and but we can never have enough.
That's true. And when we are looking toward those kinds of improvements on the property, we're always looking at what can we eat and what can we grow to sell and enhance mm-hmm. the farm.
And like a jam, we grow most of the fruit that we use for jam, but there's a point where, you know, we've used up everything.
Right.
Like we have, right now, I think we have one peach tree that's really producing a lot. And it does produce a lot.
It does.
But we sell a lot of peach jam.
Absolutely.
So we need more.
Yes. And I think right now you have apples, peaches, apricots.
Plums, cherries, grapes. We have one pear, which is not sufficient. And we'll talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so what is it that you're looking to add over on the south part of the property?
Okay, so the south part of the property, since we need more fruit.
Need. What she means is she needs another garden
area. I need some more garden.
Plant.
Yeah, because there is not nearly enough.
Right.
But we need food, right? So we have to eat.
Of course.
So I can justify this.
Of course.
Okay, so we do really need some more fruit. We want to increase that here. That's one of the things that we've talked about, that you know, strawberries and some of the things we just don't have enough. We have enough for us but not enough to share, so we want to increase that. So on the south side of the property right now, we have a natural area that is a pollinator habitat, and then the other half of that garden right now, I put sunflowers in it.
And they're beautiful. And when they're in full bloom and they follow the sun across the sky, they're just gorgeous.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that we really have over there. We have an old garden plot that I don't mow that. And so there's some coneflower and some junk, and it's a lot of weed stuff. We have one small patch of asparagus in there that I need to move. So that's an area that we started to develop in the early days, and then when we built here, that changed.
Right. You moved a lot of that food plot over closer to the house, but there's still a lot of potential over there.
There's a lot of room over there, and there's also a lot of mowing over there.
Oh, so I see what you're
doing. Uh-huh.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're going to cut back on the mowing.
I hope so. That's my plan.
So as you've plotted this out, I saw you sketching on your notepad earlier today, and you were planting some trees there.
Uh-huh.
And then you were looking up stuff.
I want to ask you, and I'm sure the people listening are going to be interested in, how are you deciding, other than things that we want to eat and grow, but you were talking about, oh, this one needs another tree, and this one needs that kind of tree. And I gathered that there are certain kinds of trees that you can't just plant alone.
Right. And one of the mistakes, originally when we put in an orchard, and those of you who are familiar with a farm, and I'm not going to go into this right now, but we do have a small orchard in the back, and that is patterned after my great-grandparents. So the varieties that we have there are actually varieties that they grew back in the early 1900s. And so that's pretty cool and all that, but I really didn't know what I was doing. So I kind of just, you know, planted trees and kind of followed their plan, and that's okay. Now,
but things have changed.
Things have changed since the 1900s.
Right, since those varieties. You even had trouble finding some of those older varieties.
I didn't find all of them, but I found as close as I could.
Right.
But one of the things that has changed is pears. They had pears in their orchard, but now pears are susceptible to blight. So you really don't want those with the rest of the fruit trees, because they'll get blight and, you know, that'll mess
and
with
it'll
the
spread.
Other trees.
You're right.
So we have one pear tree, which is not sufficient.
And it does not have a partridge.
It does not have a partridge, but that would be totally cool if it did.
It would.
Because they're really beautiful and loud, and you know, I think I would kind of get along with them very well. But that's off. Okay, let's
we digress.
Yeah. Okay, so we do have one pear, but it's over in this area that I'm wanting to develop now, and it's over there by itself, kind of at the edge of the woods. And last year it did bloom. That was the first time in probably
five, six years.
Yeah, probably 5 or 6 years. But it needs another pear tree so that we will actually get fruit.
A pair of pears?
Yeah, so we need a pair of pears.
Ooh, can you say that quickly?
No, I better not try, because who knows what I might say.
Good plan.
So one of the things that I was studying is, okay, what kinds of fruit trees need another tree so that they will pollinate and bear fruit? And some of them also will need a different variety. So say you've got one variety of apple, you need a different variety of apple to have fruit. And the best way to do that is to look at the tree that you buy. So when you look at it, see if you need two trees.
And that says so on the
it
label,
should
right?
say on the label, yeah. It'll say if you need more than one, because yeah, you can have a beautiful peach tree, but if you don't have peach tree is not a good example, because those are typically self-pollinating, at least what we have is. But if it is not self-pollinating, you will need another one to have fruit. So just do research and make sure you know what you're buying. So you don't want to spend $100 on a tree and find out, well, that's not enough, you're not going to get any fruit out of it.
Right. And I think that's something that a lot of us, if we haven't studied that, I would have had no idea that's how those fruit trees operate, basically. And they do different, they need different things based on what kind they are, what variety, what cultivar, all of that. So the message is, if you are planting trees, be aware that there are times you need an additional kind of tree or same tree. And the label will tell you that.
Yeah. So we'll be adding a few more fruit trees. I'm not going to add a bunch, because we don't need a whole bunch of extra, but we do need more.
And I'll make jam out of a lot of those.
Yeah, and you'll make jam and butters and, you know, pie filling. And there's so many good things. And fresh, you know, there's nothing better than going and getting a fresh peach warm off the tree. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
That is just wonderful.
So I will be developing the area in the back, but we've kind of talked through this morning, what do we need? Do you want some more, like, I think I might try a pecan tree back there.
I think that would be fun. My grandma had a pecan tree in her yard that I remember growing up, picking up and cracking and eating pecans right out there in the yard.
So we have a lot of walnuts on our property. We have a lot of hickory nuts.
Oh, I love both of those too.
And so, you know, we're going to, I'm going to add some more of those. I'm going to start some more grapes. We're going to do some more grape arbor. And probably this year we'll put in probably 5 and then start expanding from there. So we are going to have another area that is going to have food.
And the other thing you talked about that I am particularly excited about are the blackberries. You're going to add thornless. Some thornless blackberries.
Yeah, we have a lot of natural
ones.
We
do. We have wild with major thorns. And red raspberries.
Yeah. We have some red raspberries here, but we need a whole lot of red raspberries.
I think we could never have too many.
I don't think so either. So, yeah, we're going to expand that area too. So, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. My part of that is doing some of the building of like the grape arbors and running the posts and the wires for those to climb, and then helping with harvest and processing,
and
the food processing.
Probably helping with the soil, get the soil prepared.
So we really work as a team when it comes to these sorts of things. But when it comes to plant selection and planting, I'm out of it. I'm just a mess there.
Well, that's just not your area. And when it comes to canning, I mean, I can wash jars and I can label and I do that sort of thing and I pick the fruit. But, you know, I'm not into canning.
So this really works good for us.
I would probably explode like jars all over the kitchen, which would be kind of awesome. But
no, the cleanup would not be awesome.
Okay. And the waste wouldn't be good.
Right.
All right. So not such a good idea.
So we really do work together and try to maximize our talents as we build these kinds of things. And I think it'll be a neat place for people to walk and look at and enjoy in addition to producing food.
So it'll be a while. So this year I'll probably start moving the asparagus out and preparing some of those areas and making paths, because I'm just going to mow paths, which will be nice.
So when can I make jam?
Well, we have trees, so you'll be able to make jam this year.
All right.
Because we have all kinds of fruit already that is mature.
But like some of these new trees take 2 to 5 years to produce fruit.
And we will not spend $400 on trees. We just don't have the budget for that. So we're going to start with trees that if hopefully 2-3 years we'll do a little bit of harvest off of it. You know, obviously it takes a while to build up and get a good harvest. But
that'll be all right.
Yeah. I mean, we have to start now.
That's right.
You know,
start now for the future.
If you don't start now, you won't ever have them.
Exactly. So we are always planning and making effort to improve our property, improve our business, and we enjoy sharing that decision-making process with you and try to give you a few hints along the way about why we do the things we do.
Some of it may seem random, especially on my end.
Oh, but that's the fun of it.
I suppose. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.